All right, we'll call this meeting to order. Will you join us for the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thank you. I will declare quorum with all three board members present and move on to the minutes from last month. We had a regular meeting on the 19th and then our year-end meeting on the 30th to pay down our vendor balances. As always, Michael had sent these around. We were able to go through them. Did you guys have any last-minute edits or anything?
I did.
No.
Okay. For either one?
No.
All right. I will put a motion on the table to accept the minutes from the regular meeting on December 19th of last year, 2019, and the year-end meeting on December 30th, 2019. So moved.
Seconded.
Motion made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. And jump right to Robert.
Okay. Last month, we just an outline of what we did was replace culvert, clean the ditch on Foxborough, clean ditch on PC6 south of 170th on the west side of the road. Ripped and picked up trees on 120th-6 and Tawakni-1. Put out salt sand on chip seal roads during snowstorm. Burned and cleaned up brush pile. We hauled 93.45 ton of rock. Labor hours were 460.32. Diesel, unleaded gas dispense was 28 gallons. Red diesel 383.9 and green diesel 176.0. Everything's in fairly good running operation and we degraded 37 miles of road line.
Yeah, between freezing and wet, I was trying to get that done. Struggle. All right, Michael?
We'll talk about it a little bit more, but did some more work on the website. Working on a new website. I created a new overseer's report, which we all see. And then I also got some information and got signed up for the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, or FMCSA. It's a consortium that's required by federal government that all the drug tests and all that stuff go through. So, new thing that has to be done. We basically have to run it through. Everybody has to run it through for all their employees. And it will cost minimal anytime that we put in a request to have a drug test, to review drug tests if ones have been done. And it's required for us to cycle everybody through it. I think it's $1.25 per request, which is basically looking to see if somebody is passed or not passed. It's just starting, so they said it'll take 2 or 3 years before it really gets propagated out there. But again, another federal government thing that we have to do. That's all I have.
Okay. You want to just say a little more about the website? The new one's up and running?
The new one is up and running. Everything seems to be pointing over to it correctly.
Okay.
So new look and feel, more power, more flexibility.
You went with a new hosting company called HostGator?
HostGator, yes.
Correct. And the reasoning behind that was just save a bunch of money. So instead of the $85 to Lee Media, it's going
each
to
month.
Be. Yeah, that was monthly.
We paid $166 for 3 years. It'll be over $2,800 over 3 years savings.
Right. Because Michael thankfully has some experience in that kind of behind the scenes stuff with the website, some of the coding and language, and he's able to do that and save us some money. Okay, Katie.
So for the month of December, we had a beginning bank balance of $239,069.25. We had a cleared bank balance of $224,544.93. And then we have uncleared transactions of $151,795.50. Probably a lot of those unclear transactions are just our end of year stuff. You can look through the following pages.
I just want to clarify, we don't have unclear transactions of 151,000. We have an ending balance after the unclear transactions.
Yes, ending balance after the unclear transactions.
Great, okay.
Okay.
Not a big deal. Yeah, and 39,000 of that 72 is our excavator payment, so that's a big chunk of that right there.
Yep.
Okay. Vouchers?
So I accidentally left my voucher list at home, but I sent out the rough draft. Nobody said there was anything wrong with them, so we only had two items on there. I missed getting our unleaded fuel with Cenex paid off last month, and then we had I misread the HostGator, and so I had to add the remainder of that on. So
okay.
So I move to approve paying the Cenex and the card services.
Yeah, and we can call them vouchers. That's the vouchers.
Even though I don't have my...
I mean, yeah, because that's just the list. I mean, that's just a list. You have the actual checks. Sorry, and I'm saying that out loud for the recording.
Okay.
That you have the checks that you printed of those two bills.
Yes.
That we looked at, and we looked at the receipts for online and verified. So.
Yes.
Okay. So moved. I will second that motion. Motion to accept the vouchers has been made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay.
That's all I got.
Okay. Yeah, mine's quick as well. We have an email that the FEMA deadline for our work on all the storms last year has been extended again. Basically, again, just because there's so much work involved in so many counties and townships that were affected across the whole state, that got extended again. It's good news, bad news. Gives everybody more time to get things in. But I think that'll also delay payment a little bit. I don't have any hard numbers on when that might be coming, but I would really like to think it'd be this year. But as I have more information with that, I'll keep you guys informed. Okay, we'll go to
Have any dollar amount?
Not yet, no, not quite. Let's see, to our items of business, we've got our standard, the first one is our standard annual report to the county, is due by January 31st, so I'll put a motion on the table to send that report in to the county clerk by January 31st of this month. So moved.
Seconded.
Motion's made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
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 Have you noticed how he likes to listen for the eyes now in order?
Yeah.
What he waits for?
Yeah, I do.
Because he miscounted one time and now he...
I'm wondering how he's going to consider the second of that motion, though, too. Who officially seconded that?
It was a tie. Tie for second. Okay, the second one is officially a motion to change hosts for the township website to HostGator, and we'll be ending, or we did end, the Lee Media contract. So moved.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
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 And as we transfer to the new year, state law requires that we keep records for 10 years. And so Michael is asked to, because he has everything scanned in and we have everything backed up on hard drive and on the cloud drive, we're going to destroy the paper records for 2009. So a motion to do that. So moved.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
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 I should have jumped in. So, and I will say on the record that, because I know other people listen to this as well, that there wasn't any reason coming from Lee Media why we canceled with them. It was strictly just to save money. We enjoyed working with them the whole time. They were professional. They were friendly. You know, Mia gave us some good direction on the website, and everything was fine in that regard. Just Michael having the skills that he does, we were able to save some money. So that's why we went that way. And we are to citizens' discussion. If anybody had any questions.
So Michael's doing what they used to do, you're saying?
A lot of it, yeah. And frankly, we think that a lot of what they were doing wasn't totally necessary, but it helped us out in some regards. Like they had a lot of information on search results, on security, on things of that nature. And they do a lot of other government websites where they take it to a higher level. But we don't keep any personal information on there. We don't keep any private information on there. It's all public records. And literally we have copies of everything that's on there. So if it were to get hacked, if it were to, you know, we could just shut it down and put it back up the next day. So we didn't need a lot of the things that they were constantly doing on a month-to-month basis.
Yeah, you know, Mike, thanks for doing that for the township. Save us some money.
Sure. What's the name of it?
Postgear.
What?
Our website?
Yeah.
Pleasant Township.
Yeah. Who's
Oh, who's the hosting?
Yeah.
Host Gator.
Host?
Gator. G-A-T-O-R, yep. Yeah. I've used them in the past for other websites.
Well, our historical society's in the same situation.
So. Oh, okay.
And they have Lee Media. The reason I was asking.
Okay. Yeah, like I said, we didn't have anything, you know, I enjoyed working with them. There wasn't anything wrong with them at all. Just a way to save some money. Maybe you can recruit Michael to do the Historical Society's website as well.
I'm not cheap. I might be easy, but
there's
I'm not cheap.
People that do that, they just need, you know,
he's not
a place to go.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of whining. A lot of.
It's for citizens' discussion, not yours.
True. Anybody else? Other questions? Still have had a brief conversation with Butler County about the roundabout. We don't have a firm date yet, but as I understand, they're still looking at potentially March, April at the earliest. So it's somewhere in there. And I'm sure it might be a little weather dependent right at the end as things are getting into spring. But again, as we have more information, we'll put it out there. Okay.
One of them.
Sure.
Have you heard anything about the federal government requiring all GDL drivers to go and register online?
Yes. That's this FMCSA.
When does that?
Every driver has to register.
Correct.
Independently.
Correct.
Yeah.
To get their information.
Yeah.
If you want to get your information, yes.
Well,
new employees will have to do it because they got to fill out the form.
No, this is something completely different. This is to keep people from still trying to duplicate licenses throughout the United States.
Oh,
I understand. It's something a little different.
Okay.
And it may be that maybe the person I heard from's got it twisted. So.
This is it's a .gov, and it does a little bit more than that. I was just more concentrating on the drugs part of it, so maybe it is
right.
a dual thing that they're doing.
Okay.
And the deadline on that isn't it January of next year?
Correct.
Yeah.
So we do have some time. We have some time to look into it. Okay. Anybody else? All right. Thank you much. We'll call it adjourned.